弟兄姊妹好
，Brothers and sisters，
我们来读一些圣经。
Start with some verses。
以弗所书
，The Book of Ephesians，
一章三到五节
，Chapter 1-5。
翻到没有？翻到了，请我们一起来读。
是这样的。Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ。Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will.
好六节到七节
Six and seven. To the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace.
十节到十二节
10 to 12.With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on earth. In Him also we have ordained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that we who were in the first in hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory.
十三节到十四节
13 and 14 In Him, He also, after listening to the message of truth, God's word of your salvation, having also believed you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the faith of His glory.
十九节到二十三节
19-23 And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and domination, every name that is named.Not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet, and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
我们要一连串讲以弗所书。
So we're going to spend the next few weeks on the book of Ephesians.
在圣经里面，以弗所书是保罗最高的启示。
In the Bible, the book of Ephesians is one of the highest revelations of Paul.
最好的经历。
It's the climax of his experience.
以弗所、哥罗西这两本书是一对。
Ephesians and Colossians are books that are in a pair.
以弗所书讲教会是基督的身体。
The book of Ephesians says that the church,church is the body of Christ.
而哥罗西书说基督是教会的元首。
And the book of Colossians says that Christ is the head of the church.
两本书合起来。
So together, the two books.
说教会的启示。
That's pairing talk about the revelation of the church.
这是保罗从主所领受的指示。
This is a message that Paul got from God.
教会这个名字旧约没有。
The name of the church never took place in the Old Testament.
到了新约，保罗特别讲到教会。
But in the New Testament, Paul talked about the church.
当然主耶稣先讲了。
Of course, Christ started it.
保罗把教会发扬到最高的启示。
But it was Paul who really had established what is a church.
所以以弗所书是保罗的杰作。
So Ephesians is a masterpiece of
Paul. 不仅说到保罗的知识。
Not only the knowledge of Paul is now at a climax.
并且以弗所这本书在文学上很大的价值。
And in fact, The book of Ephesians is really precious.
保罗这个人是很了不起的文学家。
Now Paul is a great scholar.
第一章
chapter 1,
除了一开始的保罗招呼大家的话之外，
besides the greetings that started the chapter,
整个第一章
the whole chapter 1 itself,
在文法上是一个 整个的句子一个 sentence。
From a literature standpoint, it is one really long sentence.
保罗是个了不起的文学家。
So Paul is a great writer.
保罗的思路非常的清楚。
And his logic is so clear.
第一章，他先说到神的浩大救恩。
In the first chapter, he started off with the great salvation of God.
他用父子圣灵三位一体的神来说到浩大救恩。
But he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
说到父神和浩大救恩。
Talk about this salvation of God the Father.
然后说到神的儿子和浩大的救恩。
And then the great salvation from the Son, the Lord.
然后说到圣灵和浩大的救恩。
And then talk about the blessings from every spiritual blessing.
最后才说到教会是基督的身体。
Then he talked about how the church is the body of
Christ. 这充满万有者的丰满。
This is the body that is filled with riches.
我现在想帮忙弟兄这么一个概念啊。
So let me first give you a summary.
父子圣灵来说的浩大救恩。
God, Son, and the Spirit, and their riches.
每一个都说到两个特点。
All of them talk about two characteristics.
父神和浩大救恩。
The salvation of God the Father.
说到两件事。
Talk about two different things.
一个是他拣选了我们。
First is that he has now chosen us.
叫我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵的。
So that we can now be holy and blameless.
第二件事。
And secondly.
叫我们用耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
So that now through Jesus Christ we can be adopted as sons.
然后说到神的儿子和浩大救恩。
And then now the salvation from son, the son.
也说了两件事。
Two things as well.
第一件事在宝血救赎了我们。
The redemption through his blood.
第二件事到事后满足。
And also that what he's going to be completing.
叫万有在基督里面成为一。
So that through all the riches of his grace, we can become one.
我们也得了基业。
So now we may receive our inheritance.
然后说到圣灵。
And then the spirit.
第四到两件事。
Also two things.
第一，圣灵的印记。
First is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
第二，圣灵所样品。
And then,
sample.
The Holy Spirit as a sample of what's to come.
大家清楚了没有啊
？I hope you get it.
我先把总的段落说一下啊。
So this is like an overview.
记性好的弟兄姊妹应该记住了。
If you have good memory, you should remember it by now.
最后才说到教会是基督的身体。
And then lastly, he talked about the church is his body.
充满万有者的丰满。
Fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们真是要佩服保罗。
So we really should be, respect Paul.
很复杂的事被他们一讲很清楚。
Really complicated matter, but he explains it logically.
我们都蒙了浩大的恩典。
Now we have received the blessings of redemption.
我们蒙的浩大恩典是什么呢
?What is this great blessings we have
received? 父子圣灵三方面来说。
God, Son, and the Spirit, all three perspectives.
先说父神。
Start with God the Father.
父神和他的浩大救恩。
God the Father and his great salvation.
同一件事。
First thing.
拣选了我们。
That he has chosen.
什么时候拣选我们呢
?When did he choose us?
创世以前。
Before the foundation of the world.
在基督里拣选了我们。
He has chosen us in him.
我们哪一天得救我们都记得吧。
Do you remember when you got saved?
我们在这个很近的日子得救的。
On that particular day, you were saved.
但是我们和主的关系远了。
But I tell you, your relationship started long before.
创世以前。
Before the foundation of the world.
万有还没有被造的时候。
Before anything was created.
神已经在基督里面拣选了我。
God has chosen you in him.
我们所有蒙恩得救的人。
So all the ones that are saved
都是神的拣选
are all chosen.
神为什么拣选我？
Why did God choose you?
你们想过没有？
Have you thought about it?
神为什么拣选我？
Why did he choose you?
千万人中拣选了我。
Thousand and thousand of people he chose you.
是不是因为我们特别好啊？
Is it because you're better?
是不是因为我们了不起啊？
Is it because somehow you're
better? 完全不是。
Absolutely not.
为什么拣选我？
Why did he choose you then?
我也不懂。
I have no idea.
拣选我。
But he has
chosen. 那个是个大恩典呢。
That is great.
大怜悯呢。
He's amazing.
我在75年以前得救了。
I was saved 75 years ago.
在上海得救了。
I was saved in Shanghai.
在上海得救之后蒙恩太大了。
And then after I was saved, the blessing was so great.
哎呀主真是太奇妙了。
Our God is amazing.
他怎么会拣选了我？
Why did he choose me?
有一天我走在上海的南京路上了。
One day I was just walking on the street.
Nanking Road.
In the Nanking Road.
这条路是非常热闹的马路。
This is a really busy street.
这千千万万的走在这个路上啊。
Hundreds and thousands of people walked on that street.
人挤人怎么走啊。
And it's a really crowded street.
有点忽然我才想到了。
And all of a sudden,
这么多的人。
They spotted me. All these people around me.
几个人蒙恩的。
How many of them are saved?
几个人得救的啊。
How many of them are saved?
可能只有我一个。
Maybe out of these hundred people.
为什么神拯救了我？
Choose me.
不懂
I don't know.
这是神的大怜悯啊
That's from his grace.
我站在那里流泪啊
And I started crying.
千万人中把我拣选了
Thousand and thousand of people. I am
为什么拣选了我
Why did he choose me?
我没有比他们好
I'm no better than anyone else.
我没有比他们有什么长处
I'm not stronger than anyone else.
这是神怜悯我
But because God has
神的大恩典
His great grace.
叫我们拣选了。
So that we are chosen.
创世以前。
Before the foundation of the world.
在基督里拣选了我们。
He has chosen us in him.
叫我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
So that we would be holy and blameless.
弟兄姊妹们这是我们最后的命运了。
Brothers and sisters, that's our destiny.
今天我们瑕疵多了。
Today we're still not perfect.
今天我们还没到圣洁无瑕疵。
Today we're not blameless.
但是担保一件事
But one thing I promise you,
到事后满足的时候
When the time has come
新耶路撒冷一定实现
The new Jerusalem will appear
那时候的教会的心腹
That is now the church is the bride of Christ
整个工作完成了
When his work is done
整个教会圣洁无瑕疵
And his church will become holy and blameless
信不信啊
You believe in it?
这是神的大恩典呢、啊。
That is great salvation.
这么多人到时候把我拣选了。
All these people, he has chosen you.
我有什么好处啊
？Am I better than them?
我没有什么好处。
I got nothing better.
到底神为什么拣选我？我到今天搞不清。
I still don't know why God has chosen me.
但是我知道，这真是拣选了我了。
But one thing I know is that I am chosen.
神的最大的怜悯和恩典。
His greatest mercy and grace.
千万人中拣选了我。
Is that out of thousands he has chosen you?
拣选我做什么呢
？Choose you to do what?
借着耶稣基督。
That through Christ.
的儿子的名分。
And the sonship.
这是第二件事。
Now we're going to jump into the second thing.
弟兄姊妹，我正在想美国最有钱的是什么人呢
？Brother and sister, who is the richest guy in the U.S. right now?
我报上看过几次他的名字。
I think I've seen his name a few times.
记不得他的名字。
I don't remember who.
我也不记他的名字。
And it's not worth.
他有钱关我什么事、啊、
？He is wealthy, but what does it have to do with?
我也不羡慕这样的人。
And I'm not jealous of him.
你可以随便讲他，我是他的儿子吗
？But then, can you claim to be his son?
不能随便讲的。
I don't think so.
他太有钱了。
He's wealthy.
你说你是他的儿子，你犯法的。
You want to claim to be his son, that's illegal.
诚信不良啊，像是他的产业了。
Because you wanted his money.
这犯法的。
That's not right.
你要我做他的儿子，我才不干呢。
But if you ask me to be his son, I wouldn't.
我是神的儿女啊。
Because I am son of God.
我的父亲创造万有的神。
Father is the one who created all things.
我是神的儿女。
I am son of God.
弟兄姊妹，早晨你们是不知道你们神的儿女啊
？Brothers and sisters, don't you recognize that you are also sons and
daughters? 约翰福音第一章
，First in John chapter 1,
神给我们的权柄。
God has now given us this authority.
叫我们做神的儿女。
So that we may call ourselves children of God.
约翰一书第三章
，First John chapter 3,
约翰说：“看哪、啊。” 赐给我们何等的慈爱。
John said, behold, this love of God.
使我们成为神的儿女。
So that now we may be called children of
God. 我们是神的儿女。
And now we are children of God.
这是神的大权柄。
And receive his great authority.
这是神的大慈爱。
This is from his great sovereignty and grace.
再加上一句。
And then John also said,
我们也真是他的儿女。
And in fact, we are his children.
我们是真儿女啊。
We are his true children.
我认得一个姊妹，她嫁给回教徒。
I know a sister, she married a Muslim.
这个姊妹很好啊。
She was a great sister.
我心里的问题，你为什么去嫁个回教徒呢？
I wanted to ask her, why did you marry a Muslim?
她的丈夫啊，很会讲话。
Her husband is good in words.
我们信的一位神。
And he said that we believe in the same God.
没有错，伪教信的神和我们一位神。
In fact, they do believe in the same God as we do.
创造万有的神。
The creator of all.
但是你信的和我信的大不同啊。
What they believe in and what we believe in are completely different.
你信的审判的神。
You believe in a God who judges.
我信的神是我的父亲。
But I believe in a God who is my father.
他生了我们。
He has now given birth to us.
把主的生命给了我们。
And given us his life.
不同大不大啊。
Is the difference?
你信的神是可怕的神。
The God that you believe in, he judged harshly.
我们信的神最慈爱的父亲。
But our God is the God of love.
回教授不懂。
But the Muslim, they will never get it.
我们的神是我们的父。
That our God is our father.
我们是神的儿女。
We are now his children.
约翰再钉上去，真是他的儿女。
John would also add on to it. In fact, that's true.
我们是真儿女啊。
We are his true children.
因为我们有了主的生命。
Because now we share his life.
到有一天，圣洁无瑕疵。
And on that one day, we will be holy and blameless.
保罗却停下来赞美神。
And then Paul stopped and praised
the Lord. 叫他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
So that his glory will be praised.
为着父神最大的恩典。
For the greatest grace of God.
我们永远赞美父。
That we will praise him of his glory.
下面就说到子神和他的浩大恩典。
And then to start talking about the son, and his
great grace. 也说了两件事。
Also two things.
第一。
Firstly.
他的血救赎了我们。
In him, we have redemption through his blood.
救赎这个字太大了。
The word redemption.
我们都懂得救赎这个字哈。
I hope you understand what it means.
救赎这个中文翻得很不好。
But in the Chinese translation, it's not as great.
这个救字一点意义都没有了。
To be saved.
原文没有救字。
The original language did not say.
原文这个字应该翻作赎回。
It should be translated as to be redeemed.
我们不是被救赎。
To be brought back.
我们被赎回了。
We are now redeemed.
赎回这个字啊。
And the word redemption.
原文是翻译名字。翻译名。
Originally, it is a lawful term.
这个法庭上面用的字。
A word that is used in court.
你欠人那么大的债。
If you owe someone an amount.
应该去坐监。
Then you should go to jail.
你还不清的。
Because you cannot pay the debt.
有一个人来了。
But if someone comes.
他把我所欠的千万的钱都给我还清了。
And that one person is now willing to pay on your behalf.
我的释放了。
And if you are.
这是赎回利益。
That's how when you are redeemed.
诗篇49篇了。
In Psalm chapter 49.
专门讲赎回的一篇诗篇。
It is a psalm that talks about redemption.
大卫写的
It's a song of David.
他在那里写赎回两个大的特点
And then he described redemption has two great characteristics.
他说那些夸自己财富的人
Oh, the ones that boast about what they have done
一个也不能赎他的弟兄
None of them can redeem any of their brothers.
因为赎价极贵
Because the price is too great to pay.
没有人付得起
Not one person can afford that price.
人犯罪因为人堕落。
Now men have sinned and now they have fallen.
人怎么堕落呢
？How has man fallen?
人不是身体堕落。
Not just your body fell.
人魂堕落。
But now your spirit fell.
身体跟随魂就是了。
And your body and your spirit both fell.
所以神要赎回。
So that's why God has to be.
怎么赎回呢
？How?
用魂来代魂。
to pay with his spirit.
那这个会需要有一个条件。
Now the spirit to be paid has a requirement.
圣洁无瑕疵。
The spirit has to be holy and blameless.
才能做赎价。
So that it is worthy to redeem the rest.
所以大卫在四十九篇说，哪里找一个圣洁无瑕疵的火呢？
That's why David in Psalm 49 asked, where can we find the
spirit? 赎价极贵。
This price is too great to pay.
竟然永远罢休。
So that there is no other way.
一直等到神的儿子来。
Until the Son of God comes.
神儿子的魂圣洁无瑕疵。
Only the spirit of the Son is holy and blameless.
那么荣耀的魂。
And only that one spirit.
那么美丽的魂。
Only that one extraordinary spirit.
神儿子魂美到一个地步。
The spirit of the Son of God.
把天上父神都震动了。
Can even put God.
神儿子用他的魂。做我们的赎价。
So that is the only spirit that is worthy to redeem.
保罗说我们重价买回来的。
So Paul says that we are paid with a heavy price.
赎我的赎价多贵重啊。
The redemption price is so great.
神儿子用魂来赎我。
Son of God used his own spirit to save.
大家明白了没有？这个赎价太贵重了。
This is the price he paid.
那我说第二个点。
And then secondly,
他们也不能把赎价给神。
They can't just redeem, pay by God.
就算地上有人可以赎我。
Even though if there's another man on earth who can save me.
他怎么把赎价给神呢？
How can he give that price to God?
不可能的事。
He can't.
要等到神儿子来。
You have to wait until the Son of God.
当他在十字架流血的时候。
When he gave his blood on the cross.
舍命的时候。
When he gave his life.
他已经把十字架给了神了。
Then that's when he paid the price.
明白的意义吧？
You get it.
十字架救赎太奇妙了。
This redemption, the price he paid.
是我们的救赎何等牢靠啊。
So our redemption is.
第一，十字架的贵重。
The worthiness.
我们都是神用重价买来的。
We are paid by this price.
什么价？赎价，赎价。
What is the price?
神儿子用他的魂来做赎价。
The Son of God gave his own life.
这个赎价太贵重了。
This price is too great.
所以我们的救赎那么牢靠啊。
So that's why our redemption is solid.
没有人可以否认我们的救赎。
No one can deny our redemption.
连神也不能。
Not even God.
他儿子的宝血。做我赎价。
Because through his son's blood,
而且主在付赎价的时候。
And also, when he was paying that price,
他已经把赎价给神了。
He already paid it.
救赎伟大吧。
How great is our redemption?
所以指的浩大救恩。
So that's why the great salvation from the son.
第一是个救赎。
First, it is redemption
from his blood. 他用宝血把我们从罪中赎出来。
He has redeemed us through his blood.
第二叫万有在他里面同归于一。
Secondly, is now he has encompassed all in him as one.
耶稣基督的工作到了顶峰的时候。
At the climax of Jesus' work.
不仅我们得赎。
Not only we are saved.
万有都得赎。
But all things are saved.
到有天主再来的时候。
And that one day when our Lord comes back.
神创造的万有都是教会的产业。
All things that he has created has now become property of his church.
今天没有。
Today, not yet.
今天万有不是我们的。
We don't owe anything yet.
但是我们用祷告的权柄。
But we now already have the prayer.
支取万有。
Power to pray for everything.
祷告权柄太大了。
The sovereignty and authority.
有时候讲祷告的诗歌写得真好啊。
Here's a song to talk about prayer.
学习知道万有都是我们。
Learn and know that all things belong to us.
运用祷告权柄。
Through the power of prayer.
这个祷告。
Through the power of prayer.
万有都是我的。
All things belong to us.
祷告权柄多大。
How great is this power?
你们祷告聚会来不来？
Do you come to our prayer meeting?
要来祷告聚会啊。
Please come.
我们运用最大的权柄。
Because that is the greatest power of
us. 万有都是我的。
All things belong to us.
做子孙的救赎了。
Redemption of the Son of God.
我们在里面得了基业。
Now through the Spirit, we have our inheritance.
将来主来的时候，万有都是我们。
When he comes again, we will have it all.
今天我们就得产业。
Today, we have his inheritance.
我们和主中间互相为产业。
We are now his inheritance, and so is he to
us.
He is our inheritance.
And
we are his inheritance.
就互相为基业,
so that we are each other's inheritance.
我们也得了基业,
and now we have received it.
我们的产业多丰富啊。
How great is this inheritance?
所以我们是海外的中国人啊, 要好好的努力啊。
So for us, Chinese that are overseas, we have to work harder.
21世纪,
the 21st century,
外面外国人称这个世纪为中国教会的世纪。
People call this is the century of the Chinese.
在教会历史里面,
because in the history of the church,
没有一个国家像一年人头的救的,
there is never a country that has more than 100 million Christians at once.
中国完成了,
but China has
中国信徒的人打破一亿了,
the believers in China has reached more than 100 million.
前几年里,
some time ago, when the UN announced, a few years ago,
中国圣徒的数字一亿二千万,
the UN announced that there's 120 million, record-breaking number.
Oh, 他们真是蒙恩啊,
and in fact, how blessed they are.
我去了35年,
I've gone over there for 35 years.
看见神的儿女真是喜乐,
and I see the joy of Christians over there.
到处都是神的儿女啊,
there are Christians everywhere.
我们在海外差劲一点了,
so for us Christians overseas,
我们要努力啊,
so let us work hard,
好好追求啊,
let us pursue.
我们产业太大了,
I tell you, there's a lot of
inheritance.
Use your years,
我们要追求主的丰盛产业,
to pursue his fullness.
我常常说句话,
I often say that,
今年有的,
whatever you have now, you will have it later.
今天没有,
what you don't have now, you still won't have it later.
我们短短几十年要追求啊,
so through your years of life, go get it.
中国梦大恩啊,
China is very
blessed. 我们是中国人,
and we are Chinese.
我们以梦恩啊,
we should also be blessed.
我们要追求啊,
go pursue the Lord.
得了基业,
receive this inheritance.
这个基业很宝贵啊,
this inheritance is so valuable.
我以后会给大家讲, 树林生命的经历的,
later, I'll share with you more of my testimony.
我们在统工聚会, 最近在讲灵命四层,
for the meetings of the co-workers, we talked about how
现在讲到第二层了,
the building of the spiritual life. Now
以后我在主日学题目再来讲,
level 2, we'll
从重生开始,
from your reborn,
一直到基督, 成型在我们里面,
until you have the form of Christ,
当中多少的经历啊,
through these many experiences,
都是我们一步一步脚踏实地可以得的,
it's always from step by step by step.
主的恩典太大了,
the grace of God is so great.
我们要追求啊,
so go pursue it.
要得,
go take it.
要经历,
go experience it.
耶稣基督为我们成了那么大的产业给我们,
Christ has now left for us this inheritance to claim.
我们是主的产业,
and you are his inheritance.
主是我们的产业,
and so is his to you.
叫他浩大恩典得到称赞,
so that the fullness of his inheritance can be praised.
然后说圣灵和浩大救恩,
and then talk about the Spirit.
我一直讲就是重复这句话,
I'm repeating this again and again.
圣灵是谁啊?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是主,
the Holy Spirit is the Lord himself.
圣灵和主有没有分别?
Is there a difference between the Holy Spirit and a Lord?
有,
yes.
四福音讲的主,
in the full gospel both,
道成肉身的主,
Christ Jesus who came in flesh.
使徒行传讲圣灵,
but now in the book of Acts, the Spirit.
圣灵, 复活的基督,
the Spirit is now the resurrected Christ.
到福音书末了,
at the end of the Gospel book, Christ has risen.
使徒行传讲圣灵,
and at the book of Acts, it starts with the Holy Spirit.
成为复活的耶稣基督,
the resurrected Christ.
他已经突破一切的限制了,
now the resurrected Christ has broken all bounds.
他的大能,
his power,
他的荣耀,
his glory,
都被突破了,
is now unbounded.
当时门徒们跟随主,
at the beginning, when the disciples followed Jesus,
我从前刚信主的时候,
now when I first believed in Christ,
真是羡慕门徒,
I often were jealous of the
apostles.
How great were they?
和主耶稣住在一起,
they get to live with Christ.
一同吃喝, 一同休息, 一同工作,
they get to eat, they get to sleep, they get to work with Jesus.
但是门徒们有大的缺憾呢。
But still, there's one really great short.
他们所看见的主
，the Christ that they saw
是在外面
，is external.
和他们没有关系。
It cannot reach within.
他们亲眼看见主的能力。
Yes, they saw him with his own eyes.
那个能力那么奇妙。
And they saw his power.
但这个能力和他们没有关系。
But nonetheless, that power has nothing to do with
them. 是在他们的外面。
Because it's outside of them.
他们看见主荣耀显现了。
They could see what Christ could do.
主的荣耀充满圣山。
They could see Christ's glory fill the whole mountain.
现在他们也有大的缺陷。
But still, what they don't have.
这个荣耀和他们没有关系。
Was that the glory has nothing to do with
them. 荣耀只在他们的外面。
The glory was outside of them.
有一天主复活了。
But one day when Christ is risen.
主复活了，圣灵降临了。
After he's resurrected, comes the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是复活的基督。
The Holy Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
我们新时代了。
Now the new age has come.
主的一切都在里面了。
Now all of his fullness can be revealed.
谁是圣灵？
Who is the Spirit?
复活基督是圣灵。
He is the resurrected Christ.
圣灵特点是什么？
What is the specialty of the
Spirit? 里面的神。
Is that it is the God within.
经历的神。
The God of experience.
我们能认识的神。
A God that we can know deep.
主进到我们里面了。
Because now he is within.
这个能力在我们里面了。
Now his power becomes ours.
教会就靠着这个能力度过2000年。
It is through this power the church has thrive,
主的荣耀在我们里面了。
His glory is now within.
我们被主充满。
And when we're filled by God,
主的荣耀充满我们整个的魂。
Filled by the glory of our Lord.
何等大的救恩啊！
How great is this?
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit has come.
一切都在里面了。
The fullness.
里面的神。
The God now within.
经历的神。
The God of experience,
有感觉的神，
a God that we can feel,
我们能认识的神，
that we can
圣灵降临了。
This God,
我们也得了基业，
is his inheritance,
好不好？
Isn't it great?
下面讲圣灵和浩大恩典了。
And then he's talked about the great.
你说两个点，
Holy Spirit, two things as well.
圣灵的印记，
He's sealed.
我们所有神的儿女，
All children of God.
当我们信主的时候，
When you believe in him.
主都打上圣灵的印记，
God has put a seal on you.
这个印记我们自己看不见，
A seal that cannot be seen by eyes.
神看见，
But he can.
不仅神看见，
Not only he can.
鬼魔也看见，
So are the demons.
我们身上有圣灵的印记，
We are now marked.
大家在出来的时候，
so when he comes,
凭着印记收取我们，
through the seal he will collect us.
我们都有圣灵的印记。
We are now all with a mark.
印记是什么？
What is this mark?
印记说两件事。
The seal will talk about two things.
第一件事，宣告形象。
First is proclaim of your identity.
我打上个印。
When you're sealed.
那个印和印记的本身要完全一样的，对不对？
Your mark and the seal are identical.
差一点就不成为印记了。
If there are difference, then what's the point?
宣告形象。
Declarations of who you are.
主把印记打在我身上。
Our Lord has put his mark on you.
这个活的印记。
It is a living seal.
有大能的印记。
It is a seal of great power.
一直在做工的印记。
A seal that works in you.
让我们逐渐向主了。
So that we may be more and be more conformed to him.
印记宣告显像。
The seal is a declaration.
第二，印记宣告主权。
Secondly, it also shows, the sovereignty.
这本书上面我有我的印记。
On a book, if you put your mark on it.
这说什么呢？
What does it mean?
这本书是我的。
That means that this book now belongs to you.
所以我打上个印记啊，对不对？
That's why you put your mark on it.
我们身上有主的印记。
Now that we have the mark of our Lord,
宣告主的绝对主权。
Means that now he owns us.
这头一件事。
So firstly,
圣灵的印记。
The mark of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在以弗所书讲圣灵印记。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about this.
保罗他的原因呢？
The reason behind it.
以弗所这个都市啊。
The Ephesus is a city.
出产 木材有名的。
And it is really famous in number.
它山上面都是最好的树。
On its mountain, it has the greatest tree.
那好多公司啊，在那里开树啊。
And a lot of companies, they are lumberjacks.
树把砍下来了。
And then after they chop down the tree,
他们放在山上的河流里面。
And then they will put it on a river.
这河流就流到城市里面。
So that the river will carry these logs onto the city.
怎么分辨呢？
Then how do you tell which log is
who? 各公司怎么分辨他们的木材呢？
How can you tell who cut that tree?
就在于印记。
On every log,
木头砍下来了。
After you chop a tree,
打上个印记。
You put a stamp on it.
这是我们公司的。
That belongs to me.
到了下面。
So that after it carries downstream,
就凭着公司的印记来收木材。
You can tell which log is who.
保罗用这个他的典故。
So that's why, from this history,
来说到圣灵的印记,
Paul described the mark of
the Spirit. 我们身上有圣灵的印记。
We now carry the mark of the Holy Spirit.
我们看不见。
You can't see it.
神都看见。
But he can.
鬼也看见。
And so are our enemies.
所以我碰到有的姊妹们在黑的地方不敢走。
So some sisters, they don't dare to walk in the dark.
为什么不敢走啊?
I said, why?
告诉我怕鬼。
They said they're afraid of ghosts.
哎呦，我姊妹太不出息了。
I said, sister,
我们神的儿女啊。
We are children of God.
鬼怕我，我怕鬼干什么啊
？The ghost should be afraid of you.
我们无所惧怕的。
You should not be afraid of nothing.
我们身上有印记。
Don't you know you now have a mark?
神能看见。
A mark that God can see.
鬼也看见。
A mark that the ghost can see.
弟兄姊妹相信我。
Brother and sister, you trust me?
现在这身上有印记吗?
You trust that you now have a mark on you?
我们都有印记。
We are all sealed.
第二个意义。
Secondly,
它是样品。
We are also a sample.
什么叫样品啊?
The Holy Spirit is a sample. What is a sample?
美国是商业国家。
United States is a great capital.
这个样品很重要啊。
Centuries. We do have a lot of samples.
它要推销一种货物。
To sell something.
先大家尝尝样品。
Give you a sample to try.
你觉得这个非常好。
If you like the sample,
就去买这个货了，对不对？
You go buy some, right?
我从前年轻住在上海的时候，
When I was younger in Shanghai,
每天都坐电车。
I would take the train every day.
San Francisco 就有电车。
Like in San Francisco.
电车 bus.
A bus.
常常碰到买样品的人。
And then I meet a lot of salesmen.
上来一个人。
And they'll come up.
他拿出一瓶油来。
You will bring some oil.
像
外星人
这些东西。
You're selling oil.
好，这个现在天很热。
It is a hot day.
大家头昏昏的。
And everyone is dizzy.
你涂上我的油。
He says if you put some oil on you.
怎么凉快，怎么舒服啊
？You put ointment on you, you feel better.
做完他的广告。
And after he gives his pitch.
每个人的头上给你抹一点。
He will then put a little bit on your head.
尝尝味道是不是很凉快啊
？Give it a try, don't you like it?
他抹到我这里来啊。
When he came to me.
我不要摸我。
I said no thanks.
我相信你的话了，不要摸我。
I believe you, but no thanks.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫样品。
Brother and sister, that's a sample.
圣灵叫我们预尝将来属灵的丰富。
Holy Spirit is a sample of what's to come.
能力在圣灵里。
The power that comes from the Spirit.
荣耀在圣灵里。
The glory that comes from the Spirit.
圣洁在圣灵里。
All this holiness.
所有主的丰富。都在圣灵里。
The fullness of him in the
Spirit. 圣灵叫做预尝。
So the Holy Spirit gives you a taste of what's to come.
我们说很好的诗歌。
We have a great song.
叫预尝赐全预地。
That have a few of a taste of what's to come.
就必尝饮一天。
And then you will get to eat.
那里主爱直扩展。
At that place where his love is never ending.
犹如洋海涌溢啊。
Just like the ocean.
今天尝一点点。
Today we get a little taste of it.
那么丰富啊。
Through the Spirit.
在夏令会。
In our summer conference.
我遇过好几次。
A few times.
弟兄们一得到圣灵啊。
A brother and he tastes the Spirit.
喜乐的受不了了。
He could not take the joy that comes with it.
大喊。主啊，停了停了。
And he would say, "This is too much, Lord."
再喜乐下去，喜乐都不行了呀。
I have too much joy in me.
有时我在温哥华。
One time I was in Vancouver.
这个弟兄在我面前就大叫。
And the brother in front of me, he started yelling.
喜乐太大了，主啊。
He said, "This is too much joy, Lord. Stop."
因为喜乐太大了。
It was too much joy.
他自己身不由主，手舞足蹈啊。
He couldn't control his body. He started dancing.
他大叫，主不能这样开玩笑的。
And he said, "Oh, Lord." stop taking a joke on you.
主才不跟你开玩笑了。
Tell you that that's not a joke.
蒙了这么大的恩典还说开玩笑。
Now that you've received that grace,
我下次把他带到墙角落，让他你好好的洗了洗了。
I took him to a corner and say, continue and enjoy your joy.
恩典太大了。
How great is his grace?
圣灵是预尝。
The Spirit is a sample.
尝到天上丰富。
A sample of what's in heaven.
那个奇妙的能力。
His great marvelous power.
圣灵浇灌我。
When you're filled by the Spirit.
主把他的能力浇灌我了。
That means that you're filled by power.
主这么大的荣耀。
Filled with his glory.
圣灵浇灌我。
When you're filled by the Spirit.
主把他的荣耀浇灌我了。
The Lord has now filled you with his glory.
圣灵是样品。
Tell you the Holy Spirit is a sample.
叫我预尝将来的丰富。
So that you can have a small taste of what's to come.
叫他的恩典得到称赞。
So that you can praise his grace.
讲到父神和他浩大救恩。
Talk about the Father and his salvation.
创世一切拣选了我。
You are chosen before the foundation of
earth. 第二也是这个儿子的名分。
And now you get to be called a son.
子神和他浩大的恩典。
The salvation from the Son.
宝血救了我，救赎了我。
His blood has redeemed us.
我们在他里面得了基业。
And in him, we now have inheritance.
圣灵和他的浩大恩典。
The Spirit and his
salvation. 也说了两件事。
Also two things.
圣灵是印记。
That the Holy Spirit is a seal.
宣告形象。
To declare who we are.
宣告主权。
To declare who owns us.
第二件事。
Secondly.
圣灵是样品。
The Holy Spirit is a sample.
预尝主的能力。
You have a small taste of the what's to come.
预尝主的荣耀。
You have a small taste of his glory.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit has come.
复活基督回来了。
The risen Christ has come back.
他突破了一切的限制。
He is now no longer bounded by any physical things.
充满在我们里面。
And he now dwells in
浇灌在我们身上。
He now fills you.
弟兄，我们要好好追求啊。
So brothers and sisters, go pursue.
最后。
Lastly.
像第一章的重要题目了。
The theme of chapter 1 now
教会是基督的身体
is that the church is his body.
充满万有者的丰满
the fullness of him.
为什么要身体呢
Why is it a body?
主用我们的身体做个比方
Because he is now using our body as an example.
基督的身体和我们的肉身有很大的不同
But of course, the body of Christ and our physical body is very
different. 基督的身体
The body of Christ
都从头生出来的
Formed from the head.
从头发展出来的。
It grows from its head.
像中国人用的筷子一样。
Just like a chopstick.
一头细的，一头粗的。
There's a thicker end and a thinner end.
细的、粗的是一条线。
But yet it is connected.
基督发展出来的。
It is born from the head.
照着他身上运行的大能大力。
Fills his body, the fullness of him.
什么大能力呢
What is this power?
叫做死里复活。
So that he can now,
在天上坐在自己的右边。
To resurrect it and now on the right side of the
throne. 远超一切。
Higher than all.
这一切保罗列了一大串的名字。
And then all, there is a list of
monsters. 真正的掌权的。
The one who has power.
远超世界的君王。远超撒旦。
Govern the kings of the world, Satan even.
他有着一切有名字的。
He is higher than all who has name.
你举出任何的名字来。
If you give out any name.
就超过了。
He's higher.
你举出最大的名字来。
Whatever name you provide.
就超过了。
He's higher.
超过世界的君王。
He is higher than any kings you can list.
才说教会他的身体。
Then he talk about how The church is his body.
充满万有者的丰满。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们都是从主长出来的。
We all grown from
God. 二千年到今天了。
2000 some years.
地上没有一个力量能挡住教会的脚步。
There's not one power on earth that can stop Christ.
今天教会遍满全世界了。
Today our church filled the earth.
我们的主快来了。
And I tell you, our Lord is going to come again soon.
我讲主快来不是吓唬人的。
I'm not just saying it to scare you.
圣经的预言
All the prophecies in the Bible
都应验了
have come true.
剩下一点点了
Just a few left.
将来在欧洲先应验了
And it should happen in Europe.
相信我的话，主快回来了。
Please trust me, the Lord is near.
我们没有多少日子给我们了。
There's not much time left.
好好的追求。
So go pursue the Lord.
好好的聚会。
Go come to our meeting.
好好的侍奉。
Go serve the Lord.
我们得着一切的丰满。
Because His fullness is waiting.
我们这里唱首诗歌。
Let us go back to our song.